Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David Culley, the head coach of the Houston Texans, he's got an interesting level of commitment to a handful of guys in this organization. And I got a little bit of a problem with one of them, to be completely honest with you, at this point in time, sitting at 2-9. I think the Texans need to make a move. Here's David Culley when he was asked by John McClain, if we will see the young rookie, third-round draft pick, quarterback, Davis Mills, anytime soon.
Is there a chance we could see Mills again?
Something happens to Tyrod, you could see him.
Tyrod's healthy, he's the starter.
He's the starter.
Couple things here, Show. I don't understand the level of commitment. I don't understand why in some players' situation, i.e. Nico Collins, Brevin Jordan, a handful of players, you can even say Charlie Heck, and I mean there's a handful of players that you can say, hey man, I mean, these guys are getting additional they're being made priorities here late in the season to get more touches, to get more looks, to get more playing time, to either prove themselves or for this organization to evaluate precisely who they are. And I'm having a really hard time understanding why the head coach is so committed to the quarterback, to Tyrod Taylor, the veteran quarterback that's not going to be a part of your future in a 2-9 season, when you've got the number one pick you had last year, again, which was third round quarterback Davis Mills. I don't quite understand why he's not being made a priority at this point in time to get as much run as he can so you can evaluate him and or so he can grow and develop and become a better player.
See, the big thing of why, because I remember you were saying right off the bat, hell, I if he plays well enough in preseason, hell, he should start because you need to get enough out of him. Well, it was clear that Tyrod Taylor was the better quarterback there.
Fair.
It was clear he should have been starting. And then after the first 6 weeks, the first two games, we saw Tyrod in six quarters, and then we saw Davis Mills finish off the rest of the game against the Browns, and it was a clear difference that Tyrod Taylor brought something different, and he deserved. Hell, he was playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the game in those six quarters there. Well, he's not doing that right now. And he's 107 passes in the win against the Titans.
Yards
in the win against the Titans. 158 yards in this game against the Jets. Nothing in the second half of either one of the games. It's not like the offenses get better. It's not like you're starting to get really good looks from other players because Tyrod's out there. At this point, he's just not playing to a point where you have to say, especially with the Texans' record 2-9, where you say to yourself, "Man, we got to keep him in there." I don't see what he's doing at this point, like he was earlier in the season.
Well, there's no secret the veteran's not producing consistently enough to warrant keeping his job at this point in time.
Yes.
Even if it was a normal situation and this team had playoff aspirations to start the season and the season just goes south, well, you're paying the guy and you're hoping that next year looks better. Even if that kind of situation is what we were talking about, he still hadn't played well enough to warrant keeping the starting job and not giving the young fella behind him reps, much less in this particular situation where it's obviously a rebuild. And I think there's a couple of things that should be happening. I love what they're doing with Brevin Jordan. I love what they're doing with Nico Collins. I love what they did last week with Titus Howard, moving him to left tackle, and he played really, really well at left tackle. I hope moving forward, again, they take the same approach. Put that player, make him a priority. Quit making a priority Quit making it a priority that you get the best five offensive linemen as you can together, even if that means playing Titus Howard in his second best position. Quit making that a priority. Play Titus Howard where it best fits him. Find out how good he is, because if this kid goes out and plays, if he plays like he played last week for the next 6 weeks, you got a left tackle on your hands, partner.
And you actually have real options and options that you know
exactly
with Laremy Tunsil.
Exactly. Now, when you move on from Laremy Tunsil, which I would think that they want to, now when you move on from him, you're not moving on and leaving a void at left tackle. You've got a plan at least. Lonnie Johnson, he popped into the conversation earlier. I know he's been a roller coaster. I know it's a long shot. I don't know who the hell Lonnie Johnson is. They moved him to corner because they say his skill set fits better there. Play him at corner. We know who Dez King is, right? We know who Terrence Mitchell is. I mean, give Lonnie Johnson the run at corner and see if he's learned anything.
Because you said you needed him to switch positions, and he's better suited. So see what you need to see out of him the next five
That's
games.
Is he better suited at corner in Lovie Smith's system? It's different than Anthony Weaver's system and Romeo Crennel's system. Is that move the right move for him? And, hey, you may find out that it's time to cut Lonnie Johnson at the end of the season. Yeah. You may find that out. But find it out with guys like Lonnie Johnson. I think it's interesting to me, Show, how they're – I guess my overall point is it's just interesting how, boy, it's made a priority with a couple of dudes, but then there's a handful of three or four dudes that you're willing to play out of position, you're willing to not play at all, and you're willing to stick with a veteran that's not producing over that particular player. That, for whatever reason, that just doesn't jive real well with me. White 90. I'm Clint Sterner, joined by Ron the Show Ugly. Every day Ron's with me, by the way, if you're out there wondering. We're also Tyler Milner. He's in the building today. Listen to Sports Radio's Houston Sports Leader. Hey, Show, Justin Reed. Justin Reed, there's been a soap opera this Monday through Wednesday starring Justin Reed and David Culley. I asked yesterday, would Justin Reed play for the Texans again? It wasn't a hot take. I honestly don't put anything past this regime. I felt like the stance that Justin Reed had taken in terms of allowing one of the biggest voices in the NFL media world to have his story and put his story out there publicly. Probably the hardest working guy here in Houston media, Mark Berman, he put out a version of the story as well. I thought that was a pretty strong stance for Justin Reed. Well, I didn't think it was going to work out, you know, this quickly. I didn't think it was going to work out in Justin Reed's favor, but it looks like it has. Here is David Culley head coach Houston Texans, when he met with the media this morning and was asked about Justin Reed being back in uniform.
Yeah, David, you said you were going to meet with Justin Reed on Monday. Have you decided whether he'll start and play on Sunday?
He'll play on Sunday. Everything, we're moving forward. Back to business as usual.
How did that meeting go, and how do you feel that'll be?
It wasn't a meeting. We just said we're back business as usual, ready to go. He served his time, and we're moving on.
Show, he served his time. I don't know if that's a good phrase to use.
Served his time.
I don't know. I don't know. That may be frowned upon.
He probably could have gone in a different direction.
Yeah. Served his time. And
what do you think about that? I mean, we heard for 2 days, literally Sunday in the postgame presser, Monday we heard from the head coach, Tuesday they were off, but literally we heard from him Sunday and Monday, and both times he mentioned, we will meet. That was his response. We'll meet and we'll decide. We'll meet and we'll discuss it. We'll meet and we'll figure it out.
For sure.
Well, then today when he talks to the media, all of a sudden, well, really wasn't no meeting, man. He served his time. He's back and it's business as usual.
Well, I would hope this is one of those moments where we see this a lot in sports from coaches in front office where there is an understandable lie. I hope this is him just saying, as he would always say, we're going to keep it in house. I hope this is a keep it in house type of situation, because this thing, leadership wise and everything you've talked about the last couple of days, with like they're trying to run this thing like Bill Belichick, but they don't have Bill Belichick as a leader. If Justin Reed got suspended Friday and was informed Friday he wasn't going to play in the Jets game, and there was no meeting, he just walked in and it's just business as usual, then that's another place where you have to question the leadership. It's like, we're not even going to talk about this. He's just walking in, his business as usual. I hope that this was an an understandable lie that we get sometimes from front office, and he just doesn't want to discuss what happened. I hope there was a meeting, and I hope Justin Reed didn't just walk in and just start playing again.
Hey, Omaha, blue. I'm going to air out a little more of Lowe's laundry.
Oh boy!
I'm gonna air out a little more Lowe's laundry. Yeah. Okay. I got a problem. See, this is a different one.
Okay.
This ain't skid marks.
Okay.
This ain't skid marks.
This is new. Oh.
It's new. So my wife.
The third time in 2 weeks.
So my wife, when she mows the yard.
Oh God.
Right, when she mows the yard, she's leaving a strip of at least a yard wide off the fence and around objects.
I don't think this is a good idea.
That doesn't look great.
So when I go back, when I weed eat, like my weed eating job is like literally four times wider than it should be. And one of my most frustrating things about doing yard work is a weed eater and feeding the string in there, So I got a problem, man. I mean, we got to start getting a little closer to trees and a little closer to the fence here, and I don't really know exactly how I need to address that with her.
Have like a lesson, like on a Saturday.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
What?
Hey, come what on else? Out here, Lauren.
What else?
Pregnant?
You?
Come on out here.
Thanks for mowing the yard for a year, but you've been doing it wrong.
But let me give you a lesson. How do you think that rule? Try that with Megan.
You got to phrase it a certain way. You say, "Babe, listen, I appreciate."
Am I the only one who has experience being married? Try that with Megan. Here. Here, let me hear it. Please.
Okay, yes,
please.
You say, babe, look, I appreciate everything you've been doing. I appreciate you mowing. Come out here with me real quick. I think there might be a way we can improve it a little bit that'll help us all out. Let's go take a look. And then you go and you have a little lesson and everyone walks away and we're all happier for it.
Well, I'm going to be
what
honest.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm going to be honest. I've mentioned it a couple of times, and I think the space that she's leaving has actually gotten wider. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's I think
so.
I don't know if she heard me.
Taking her out there for a lesson sure would help that, right?
Yeah, I don't think she's not going to buy the lesson. But I'm telling you, I am wearing my damn weed. I'm using some gas and some string in that weed eater, man. Hell, I'm weed eating a damn strip a yard wide. What? Hey, so nothing, Tyler. What do you think?
This feels like a suggestion. Hey, just throw it out there. Like say what you're saying, and that's is it. Not taking her out for a lesson. And if not that, then this is one of ones you're gonna have to do yourself.
I understand that.
Move yourself. But fair. You're certainly not going to say, "Hey, babe, won't you come out here and let me show you a lesson?"
Could
you imagine her walk? Could you imagine you not washing a dish the right way, and she comes in to tell you, "Hey, come in here, let me show you a lesson on how to wash this cast iron skillet."
I'm fine with that. Show me. I want to learn.
So
you
know, a yard is 3 feet. She's 3 feet off the fence,
I know
man.
I'm saying
that's
I'm
a hell.
Saying,
that beats the hell out of my shins with that damn weed eater.
You've already gone to all of Houston and told them about it. So.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.